Welcome to Concave for the 7th day of May, year of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. I hope you're having a great day. And if you are not, let the Word of God soothe you. Let the Word of God give you a little hope and that lift that you need to face the world, face your obstacles, face your challenges, and be triumphant over them. And we're going to the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 9 to 13, in the New International Version of the Bible. And the title for the devotional is called Blessed Assurance. I was singing it to myself. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. But you're ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 9. We accept human testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God accepts this testimony. Whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because they have not believed the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This, dear friends, is the Word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Perhaps you've been in a setting where sharing testimonies about your faith were part of the agenda or part of the worship service. Or perhaps your pastor invited a guest preacher or speaker who shared an amazing testimony of a changed life. Or perhaps your own testimony is an awesome one where certain death awaited you and Jesus pulled you out of the mire and into the fullness of life. And we thank God for all who have shared with us a testimony of what God can do. And John, as he's writing this letter of faith, had more than likely seen incredible things, and his own testimony was awesome and may have changed a few lives himself because of his words. But he also knew that as he wrote, God's testimony is greater because it is a testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Isn't that awesome, incredible words? Now, in these verses, John emphasizes the assurance, the blessed assurance believers have in Christ. Our faith is not built on mere human testimony, but on the testimony of God himself. Through his Son, Jesus Christ, God offers us the gift of eternal life. This life is not something to be earned through our works or achievements, but received by faith in Jesus. Now, the essence of Christianity lies in this profound truth. In Jesus, we find eternal life. It's not a distant hope or a vague promise, but a present reality for those who believe. Do you believe? Our assurance of salvation rests not on our own efforts, but on the finished work of Christ on the cross. Now, the purpose of John writing these words is clear: to reassure believers of their salvation. He wants us to have confidence in our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Hear this: if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior, you and I have eternal life. It's not a matter of uncertainty, but of unwavering trust in God's promise. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the assurance of salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. Help us to rest in the truth of your word and the certainty of your promises. Strengthen our faith and banish any doubts or fears that may arise. May we live each day with confidence, knowing that we are secure in your love. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friend, thank you for tuning in. I pray you have a great and blessed day, and the Lord hears your call to action. Make time, hear this, make time to reflect on your relationship with Jesus Christ. Are you confident in your salvation? If doubts arise, bring them to God and seek reassurance in his word. Then share the good news. That's your testimony. I love you and I thank God for you. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you in any way, let the world know. We want to win the world for Jesus. And you're liking this, subscribing to this, praying for this ministry, all of those things bless this ministry. And I pray the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.